From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says the budget plan he'll unveil on Monday will call for more money for both domestic programs and defense. The White House has already indicated the plan includes about $74 billion in additional spending, evenly split between the two categories. The president addressed House Democrats at a retreat in Philadelphia last night.
Yes, we believe in middle-class economics, and we don't apologize for wanting to make sure that some wonderful young man or young woman out there can actually afford to go to college even if their parents didn't go.
The president's pep talk came as Democrats had the lowest number of seats in Congress in decades. Cuba's President Raul Castro says the U.S. has to return Guantanamo Bay as part of any deal to reestablish full diplomatic ties. But NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the White House has already indicated that the issue is not up for negotiation.
At a regional summit in Costa Rica this week, Castro made clear that there can't be normal ties until the U.S. gives back, in his words, the territory illegally occupied by the Guantanamo naval base. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says that hasn't been part of the discussion to resume diplomatic ties, though, and he points out that when the president talks about closing Guantanamo, he only means the prison.
In the view of the president and the previous administration, clearly in the best interests of American national security, to close the prison.
But the naval base is
not something that we believe should be closed.
The U.S. signed a lease in 1903, decades before the Cuban Revolution. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Human Rights Watch is accusing Syria and Iraq of using security threats to ignore the rights of their citizens. NPR's Allison Muse reports the New York-based watchdog group says the practice is fueling the extremist groups that the two countries claim to be fighting.
Human Rights Watch director Kenneth Roth says governments are treating human rights as a luxury in times of crisis, and this approach is counterproductive. In Iraq, the self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS, emerged from years of sectarian rule. Roth says that the U.S. was eager to close its Iraq chapter, ignoring atrocities against Sunni civilians and even plying Baghdad with arms. Iraq's new prime minister has reined in the air force from indiscriminate attacks, but he still relies on Shiite militias, who are accused of cleansing Sunni areas under the guise of fighting ISIS. In Syria, a U.S.-led coalition is fighting the Islamic State, but no one is pressuring Assad to stop barrel-bombing civilians. Roth says the selective concern has been a gift to ISIS recruiters. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
Pitched battles continue in eastern Ukraine as Russian-backed separatists press their offensive against government troops. Foreign ministers from the European Union met in Brussels on Thursday to discuss the possibility of new sanctions against Russia, which denies providing any military support to the rebels. This is NPR News. The military junta in Thailand has invited two members of the political opposition for talks that are aimed at amending their political point of view. As Michael Sullivan reports from Chiang Rai, the strong-arm tactics come less than 1 week after the former prime minister was banned from politics.
8 months after the military seized power, martial law remains in place in Thailand, political dissent strongly discouraged, as the military continues its efforts to remove all traces of the former democratically elected government. On Friday, the military-appointed legislature banned former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat from politics for 5 years for her part in a botched rice subsidy scheme that cost the country billions. Today, the military invited the two former government ministers to come chat and explain comments they made regarding the case against Yingluck. Her party remains popular among the urban and rural poor in spite of the coup. Today's invitation comes 2 days after a senior State Department official visited Thailand and urged the coup makers to lift martial law and restore democratic rule. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
Japanese officials say they have no information on the fate of two hostages being held by the self-declared Islamic State. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told Parliament today he's working closely with the nation of Jordan to try to secure the release of journalist Kenji Goto. In an audio message posted online, Goto warns that he and the Jordanian pilot would be killed unless a convicted terrorist is released from death row in Amman by sundown Thursday. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.